Today's shiur is in Masechta Avos. We are up to the last Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Hu Hoya Oimer. He used to say, and this is referring to Rav Tarfon, who was the Tana who learned the last Mishnah Tes Vav. He used to say, Loi Olecha Hamlocha Ligmar. It is not incumbent upon you to finish the entire work. Which means, although Rav Tarfon said in the last Mishnah, Vahamalocha Meruba, and as we learned the Pasuk in E of Perikid Aleph Pasuk Tes, Arucha Me'eretz Mida Urechava Mineyam, that the Torah is vaster than the entire oceans, greater, longer than the measuring stick which measures the earth, is a tremendously vast Torah of Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mishnah, Tanakh, Tosefta, Safra, Safri, Medrash, Rishonim, Achronim. It's such a vast Torah, a person can get miyuyish. He can give up hope and say, how can I finish everything? And since I can't finish everything, I might as well do nothing. So Rav Tarfon says, no, that's not the correct attitude. Loi Olecha Hamlocha Ligmor. Hashem did not bring you in this world in order to complete everything. As the Rav tells us, that don't think she'im loy tigmerena tafsid eschorcha, that if you will not finish the whole job, you will lose your schar. All the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants you to do is to do your best, kefi yecholtach, according to what you are able to do. It is said over in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, or I saw it brought from the Chafetz Chaim, that a mensch darf ton, the Ribbono Shel'Olam vet oif ton, which means, translated from the Yiddish, a person must do, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam will accomplish. The Ribbono Shel'Olam will complete the mission. Our job is to do the best that we can. And so we find that Chazal darshan on the Pasuk in Dvorim Perek Yudalef Pasuk Yud Gimel, Asher anoichi metzave eschem hayoim. Sheloi toimar, that one should not say, Eini yochel lishmoy es kol ha-Torah, v'lishmoy es kol ha-mitzvahs, shekosav arucha me'eretz mida. A person should not say, the Torah is too vast, I can't learn the Torah, I can't do all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Mashal lemelech, shehoyol leibor omuk lein soif. It is a mashal, tells us the Medrash, of a king who had a pit that was very, very deep, that one could not see the end of the pit. Omar leben Beisa, he told the members of his household, Schor poyalim, hire workers, umaleyes abor, and fill up the bor. Socher poyalim, so they hired workers. Misha yetipish, the worker who was a fool, hoyoholich umabit babor, he would go and look into the pit. Va'amar, and he said, Emasan nima malio, I say, how can I fill the whole pit? And he didn't do the work. Umishoy pikeach, but the one who was wise, Oimer said, Ma'ichbasli, what do I care if I can't fill up the whole pit? I was not hired to fill up the pit. I was hired as a daily worker. Schir yoimandi. Sameach anishamatsasli malach, I'm happy that I found a job. And the job requires me to do my best every single day. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer Loi. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a person. Ma Ichbas Loch. What do you care if you won't be able to complete the entire Torah? Sechir Yoimato. You are hired for a daily work. And that's what the Pasuk says. Asher Anoichi Metzave Eschem Hayoim. You're a daily worker. Asay Yoimcha. Do your daily's work. Kach HaKadosh. This is what the Yalka tells us in Parshas Ekev. And we also find in Shir HaShirim, in the Medrash Rabbah, Nimshal HaTorah Kamayim, Torah is compared to water. Ma Mayim Yordan Tippin V'nasin Cholim. Just like water falls down drop by drop until it becomes a large tributary, a large river. Kach HaTorah, so too with Torah. Adam Loimit Shtei Halachas HaYoyim U'Shtei Halachas L'Macher. He learns two halachas today, two halachas tomorrow, ad shenasa kenachal noivei, until he becomes like a flowing river, and the two halachas that he learns each day add up. Those who learn the daf yomi know one daf a day, within a matter of 7.5 years, the person has completed the entire shas. So loy olecha hamalacha ligmor. But on the other hand, continues Rav Tarfon, v'loy ata ben chayrim lebatal mimeno. You are not free to pater yourself, to free yourself from any obligation to learn. In other words, a person will say, since I don't have to finish the whole thing, I might as well not, I don't have to do anything. Because I've learned whatever I learned, I kvar karisi vishanisi shuv eini tzarech lilmoid. Share loyal mlacha ligma. You just told me I don't have to finish the whole thing. No. You should know that the yoke of Torah is placed upon you your entire life, and you are not free to free yourself from this obligation. And so Chazal have told us, we find this in a ton of debate, Liyo, Zuta, Perik, Yud Gimel. Chazal have said, why is Torah compared to water and bread? Lamedcha to teach you. Just like a person cannot live without bread and water for one day, a person cannot be without Torah even for a moment. Shenemar, lo yamush sefra Torah zemipicha. Don't let the Torah away from your mouth for a moment. And who is this said to? Yeshua. This is a pasuk in Yeshua Perek Aleph pasuk Ches. V'aloi dvorim kal v'chomer tells Chazal. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma Yeshua benun shaya oisik b'Torah mikatnusav adzignosai. He was a nar lo yomish mitoich ha'oil. He didn't leave the tent of Torah. He learned Torah from his youth until his old age. Afal pikein kasev boi lo yomish sefer Torah zemipicha. Hashem told him, don't forsake the Torah for a moment. Even if you've learned a lot of Torah, keep on going until the moment that you leave this world. So Shar B'nei Adam, other people who have not accomplished as much as Yeshua, Halach is Kama V'Kama, certainly that we can never forsake the Torah. Yes, we don't have to finish the whole thing, but we have to try our utmost on a daily basis from our youth until it is time for us to leave this world. The Abar Benel has an interesting shot on these words. Don't think that if you forsake the Torah, if you're batal mimeno, that you will become a free man. The opposite will happen. As Chazal tell us, Ein lecha ben chayrin, who is free? Elamei she'osek b'Torah. Only a person who is diligent about learning Torah, he is free from all his taivas, all his yetzer haras. He's not enslaved to his evil inclination. However, a person who forsakes the Torah, he is the greatest eved, for he is enslaved to his yetzer hara. So the meaning of the words is, v'loy ata ben chayrin, you are not going to be free if libatal mimeno. If you will not learn Torah, don't think that will make you free, the opposite. That will enslave you to the taivas of your yetzer hara. Continues Rav Tarfon and says, "In lamadta Torah harbe, if you've learned a lot of Torah, more even than would be normally expected of you, noisn loch schar harbe, Hashem will give you more reward than you're even entitled to. Mida keneged mida, v'nemenu bal malachtoch." The same words that we found in Rav Lazar ben Aruch in Mishnah Yedaled, the exact same words, v'nemenu bal malachtoch sheishalom loch. And that is one of the reasons why Rav Tarfon's Mishnayos are put next to Rav Lazar ben Aruch, because he uses the exact same phrase as Rav Lazar ben Aruch, that even if you see a person who's learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and yet his physical conditions are sparse, he's poor, and he's not living a luxurious life, he's living a life, it would seem, of deprivation. Don't wonder about that, because Hashem will give you reward. But Vida, continues the Mishnah, where is the place for that reward? Matn Schorin Shel Tzadikim Lasid Lavoi. The place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the reward for Tzadikim, as the Rav says, Lasid Lavoi means La'olam Haba. That is in the world to come, as we learned in yesterday's shir, because in this world, there's nothing in the world that can compensate, even from one mitzvah, schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah, because Yafa Kairos Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Azeh. All the gold and silver and diamonds and enjoyments of this world are not equal to a whiff of Olam Haba. They cannot pay Schar Mitzvah Hayal Malekah. There's nothing in this world that can pay even for one mitzvah. And as the Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hayoyim La'asoysam. And Chazal tell us, Hayoyim La'asoysam U'machor L'kabel Scharam. Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Today, in this world, we do the mitzvahs. It is in the next world that we receive the schar. And that's what Chazal tells us in Chulun Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Laman Yarichun Yamecha, the Torah tells us. In Devarim Perikei, Pasuk Tezayin. Where will we have Arichas Yamim? B'yo'olam Shekuloi Aruch. In the world where it is totally the length of days, not the finite world of Olam Hazeh, but the infinite world of Olam Haba. Ulaman Yitav Lach, continues the Pasuk. Where will Hashem do good to you? La'olam Shekuloi Toiv, in the world where there is only good, and that is the world of Olam Haba. This brings us to a conclusion of Perek Beis, and now we begin the first Mishnah in Perek Shlishi, the third Perek of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Aleph. And we come to a saying from a Tana whose name was Akavya ben Mahalalel. The Gemara tells us that it's a Mishnah in Idias, Perekei, Mishnah Vav, that kisheninala ha'azora, when the azora was closed, say Chazal, she'ein azora nineles b'fnei kol adam yisrael b'chochma u'b'yiras chet kakavya b'mahalal. This refers to Erev Pesach, when the azora in the Beis Hamikdash was full of Klal Yisrael who came to shecht their korban Pesach, and they would go, three groups would go into the azora to do this. There was no one in that gathering that was as great in Chachma and in Yirschet, fear of doing sin, as the Tana of our Mishnah, Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer. And in fact, in our Mishnah, Akavya ben Mahalalel will teach us how a person can bring himself to stay away totally from doing Averis. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer, Histakel b'shloisha dvorim. Look into three things. The word estaklus is different than the word ria, as we've mentioned in Perek Aleph. Ria means looking. Estakel means to gaze, to meditate, to look deeply into something. Histakel b'shloisha dvorim. Don't just look at these three things that I'm about to tell you, but look into them deeply. Meditate. Think about them. What are they? And if you'll meditate on these three things, you will not come to the hands of an Avera. The hands of an Avera, the Mefarshim tells us, means that, if, for example, a person has a frying pan. He cannot touch the metal hot frying pan itself, and therefore he has a wooden handle. And through the wooden handle, he's able to pick up the frying pan. So too, the Yetzirah knows that there are certain averas we would never do, but he just asks us to do the handles of the avera. Once we've done the handles of the avera, he knows we'll come to the avera itself. For example, a person would never think of going to a certain location. So the Yetzirah doesn't try to tell him to go to that location. He knows the person won't listen. All the Yetzirah says to the person is, why don't you just walk down the street near that location. Take a walk, take a stroll. He knows that once the person walks down that street, he's already taken the handle of the Avera, then already, as he passes by that place where he shouldn't be going to, then already the Yetzirah can get him to do the Avera itself. But if you're mistakel, you meditate in the following three things, not only won't you do the Avera itself, which is too hot to handle, but even the lidei avera, even to the handle of an avera, you will be stopped from coming to pick up the handle of an avera if you're mistakel in these three things. And what are they? Dame ayin basa, know from where you came, where your origin is from, ulon atoilech, and where you're going. velifnei mi ato asid litein din v'cheshbon, and in front of whom you're going to have to give a reckoning and accounting for all that you have done in this world. And now the Tana explains in detail what he meant by each of these three things. Me'ayin basa, from where do you come? Mitipa srucha, you come from a putrid drop of shichva zera, of semen, of sperm. And if a person thinks of his lowly beginning, this will bring him, as the Rav explains, to anivis. It'll take him away from gaiva, which can lead a person to do averis. Ulana tahoylech, and where you're going to. What's your end? Lamakim, offer to a place of earth, rima, worms, vesaleya, and maggots. And if a person thinks of his ending, as the Medrash Shmuel points out, not ula'on atah teilech, where you will go, but ula'on atah hoylech, lashon hoyveh, presently, because every moment that a person's living, he's one step closer to the day that he leaves this world. He's on an ongoing journey towards that day. Ula'on atah hoylech, where you're going now, you're going to a place of earth, worms, and maggots. If a person thinks about this, explains the Rav, this will lead him away from taiva, from desires of Olam Hazeh. And finally, lifnei mi ato asid liten din v'cheshbon, in front of whom you will come for a judgment and an accounting, that is lifnei melech malchei hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu. You're going to have to reckon with standing in a bezdin in front, in a din Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, if a person thinks of it, will separate him from doing any chait and coming to any aveira. The Vilna Gaon tells us that din v'cheshbon means that Hashem will punish a person for what he did wrong, the aveira, and he'll make a cheshbon, an accounting, during that half hour that you did in Aveira. During that time, you could have learned a half hour Torah. You could have done a half hour of mitzvahs, of chesed. So let's make an accounting of what you could have utilized that time for. And for that itself, that you didn't use that time in a positive manner, for that a person will get punished as well. And a person in connection with this Mishnah needs to remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us about when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was about to leave this world. Ukeshechala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nichnasu talmidim levakri. His students, when he got sick and was about to die, they came in to visit him. Kivin sheroi some, when he saw them, hischa lifchos, he began to cry. Amru loy talmidim, his talmidim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, Amura Yamini, the right pillar, Pate Shachazak, the strong hammer, Mivnei Ma'ato Boicha, what are you crying for? What are you worried about? You're going to go to Gan Eden. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Ilu Lifnei Melech Basar V'Doma Yuma Lichvesi. If they would take me now in front of a judgment of a king of flesh and blood, Shehayoyim Khan, he's here today. Umachar b'kevron, tomorrow he's in the grave. The king himself doesn't last forever. She'im koyis alai ein kasri kasaylam. If he gets angry at me, his anger is not eternal. V'im oyswani, and if he imprisons me, ein isura yisroilam. His imprisonment is not eternal. V'im imisani, and if he gives me death, that's in this world, but there's a world to come. So his death is ein misasay misasoylam. It's not an eternal death. And I can calm him down and appease him with words. And I can bribe him with money. And I would be petrified, because after all, he has the ability to kill me. And now, so I would cry then. Now they are leading me, I'm about to die and come in front of Hashem. Shehu chai v'kayim la'olam l'yolmi olamim, who Hashem lives and is eternal forever, for infinitely. If he gets angry at me, his anger is eternal. And if he imprisons me, his imprisonment is eternal. And if he kills me, it's for eternity. I cannot appease him with words. He doesn't take bribes. I cannot bribe him with money. And not only that, I have in front of me two paths. Achashal Gan Eden, one to go to Gan Eden, v'achashal Gehinam, and one to go to Gehinam. Ve'eni yodea be'ezim alich, I don't know which one they're taking me. Maybe the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid they would be taking him down the path to Gehinam. V'lo yefke, and I should not cry, that's why I'm crying. So we see how this great Talmud Chacham, this great tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how petrified he was from the Yom HaDin. So certainly we have to be afraid of the Yom HaDin. If we think about this, if we think about Lufnei Miyata Osid, Litein Din V'Cheshbin, in front of whom you're one day going to have to give a Din V'Cheshbin, this will keep us away from an Aveira. It's interesting that the Yerushalmi in Saita, in Perek Beis Halacha Hei, states that Akavya ben Mahalal learned these three concepts from one word in Kehelas. The Pasuk in Kehelas, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph states, Uzecharis Bayracha, remember your Creator, Bimei Bachurisecha, in the days of your youth. And on the word Bayracha, Rakavya understood this word could mean Be'ercha, your well, in other words, your source from where you come from. That's the first mimer that he said, Da Me'ayin Basa, Mitipas Rucha. And then he took the same word and said it means boirach, your pit, that's la'ana tahoylech, your grave in the ground, l'makam ofer rima v'seleya, and finally, boiracha, the actual word is charis boiracha, hakadosh baruch hu, v'lifnei mi ata asid liten din v'cheshben. In this pasuk in Kehelish, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us to remember the three things that will keep a person constantly away, not just from an Aveira, but from the handles of an Aveira, Lidei Aveira. But that is only if Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim. We don't just see it, but we meditate and we think into it deeply and have it constantly in front of us. This will take us away from coming to the handles of an Aveira.